You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast. Hello there. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donbill. I'm also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to use people detection on iOS. So let's explain what people detection is first, the requirements and things like that. First of all, people detection is a new feature that Apple has provided. It is a feature that allows you to detect people, tells you the distance, and if there's a proximity of a person in the area. There's a couple of things I'm going to show you how this works. But before I do that, the requirements is, of course, you have to have a device that has a LiDAR in order to make this work. LiDAR at this time is only available on those provided devices. For example, on this podcast, I'm going to use my iPhone 12 Pro. So essentially the iPhone 12 Pro and the iPhone 12 Pro Max and this year's iPad Pro 2020. Those are the ones that are equipped with LiDAR. A LiDAR essentially is just a little hardware that is found on the back of the device that emits many, many different lasers, points out, and it helps brings back the distance it is between us and to an item. So essentially making a two-dimensional photo into a 3D. Think of it more like a sonar that is able to map out things around you with a limited capacity, of course. The catch is that it will only work for about 5 meters or 15 feet in our measurement standard. The real beauty of this will probably come to more to play once we get to Apple glasses, if they ever come out with something like that. I think this is where it's going to really shine a lot, because then you don't have to have the device out in front of you or such. You could use the iPhone onto a lanyard, put it in front of your body, of your chest, and go around with it. Ideally, you want to have some sort of a device like an AirPod that goes into your ear so you'd be able to hear what is going on around you. And really, the AirPod Pro is really going to where it's going to shine, because it takes advantage of the spatial audio, basically meaning that if the person is to the left, it's going to come from the left and tell you how many feet or meters you are from that person on the left, right, center. That's the beauty of it. However, on a standard headphone or earbuds, you'll be able to hear it in mono, so it's not going to come into a spatial audio. It's not going to go from the direction where it's coming from. So depending on what device you have and what you're wearing, this would be essential if you're out walking. You can just put the phone onto your lanyard, put it on the front. And as I walk, this would be great for busy city walks where you are with a lot of people in front of you. And this is going to be a great option to let you know how far that person is in front of you. If you're at a store and you're in line, this will be able to tell you if that person is moving forward or back based on movements of that person. So those two items are something that I was thinking of that I would use on a daily basis. The other one is I do a lot of walking in parks. These are paths, not so much of a sidewalk. That way I can see if somebody's coming towards me or somebody that's passing by me, or if I'm catching up on somebody, that they will sense it and it'll tell me how far away they are so I can keep my social distance from them. Obviously, in this day and age, if you need to do social distancing, if you want to be with your friends or family members, you sit down. You can actually measure things between you so you can make sure that you are within the safe distance from each other. So the idea of how you can use this and where is can be pretty much anything you have in mind for your case. Now, of course, if you have your iPhone out and you're just kind of stiff arm you out, it's going to look weird, right? You're thinking, my gosh, what is he doing? You know, really, in this day and age, people got phones out anyway. So is it really going to make that much of a difference if you have your phone out? Maybe, maybe not. But when you're dealing with your cane, and obviously this is not to replace anything for your mobility, it's just an additional tool to help you. So obviously you need to make sure your cane or using your guide dog is always the priority before you use something like this. I think it's a great start. Is it realistic, as in, would we be using this every day? I have no idea. I would love to hear from you, so leave a comment on this podcast if it's something that you would use, and if you have any other creative idea. Some people have reached out to me, and I talked about them, that they use a public transportation, they use a rail system, that this would be awesome, because you obviously know you're going down an aisle, and you can just kind of focus that phone towards a seat that you know, and you can see if somebody's there or not. And that makes things a lot easier, because you know you don't want to have to tap them on their ankle, whatever, with your cane, or run into somebody, or they're not responding to you like, is this seat available, or anything like that. So you understand where I'm coming from. There's so many different case and scenario. Now, obviously, I'm with you. It's kind of a pain to whip out your phone and be able to do it at the same time, because usually those are pretty high anxiety situation where you're on the move. You got to go now. You know you need to process information now. This is not something I can just take out, take a moment, turn it on and things like that, and then start to use it. So some of it is not so realistic, and some of it is. So that's why I said the Apple Glasses, when it comes out, this is going to be great. It's just perfect for that case scenario. However, this is a new feature that Apple has decided to give us, and so I want to give a demonstration on people detection. Now, there's three ways to use this, or I should say three different ways to access it. It's really what it is. It's in the magnifier app itself. Yes, how weird to put it into something like that, because I would never use a magnifier in my life, simply because I'm totally blind. But for somebody that's low vision, would have known something like this, and I would have never known about this. Essentially, we can access to the magnifier in three different ways. I'm going to show you how you can access it in three different areas first. And then once I showed you how the three different areas you can access it, that'll be up to your personal preference how you want to access it from that point. And then from there, I'll show you how to use the people detection. It's very simple. There's not a whole lot to it. So let's get to it. Let's head on over to settings, because there's a couple places you can do in there. And I'll show you what to do. Go to settings.
Settings.
And double tap that.
Settings.
Now, the two areas you can access it or you need to set up at first, the first one is in the control center. So let's go to the right until we get to control center.
Control center, button.
Double tap.
Swipe down from the top right edge to open control center.
Now we're going to add magnifier to the control center. Now the first section.
Included controls.
Are the included controls. Those are the items that are already in there. If you already have added magnifier to it, it will be located here. But by default, it's not included. So I'll go to the next set of heading.
More controls. Heading.
And that section is where we can find the magnifier. So let's go find the magnifier.
Insert magnifier. Button.
Once you find the insert magnifier, double tap that.
Insert magnifier. Insert music recognition. Button.
And now it is inserted to part of your control center. So to access your control center, you just go to the top of your screen. So on the new devices, you're going to the top, drag your finger down until you get to the first haptic or first ding.
Control center, airplane mode, switch button, off.
And then at the bottom here,
magnifier, button,
is your magnifier. So that's one way to access it. The other one is, let's go back to the settings here.
Settings, one new item.
Double tap, go back in there
settings.
Again. And now we're going to go to the right until you find accessibility.
Accessibility, button.
Double tap.
Accessibility features help you customize your iPhone for your individual needs.
We're going to go to the right until we get to magnifier.
Magnifier, off, button.
Double tap.
Magnifier, off.
So now we're in the magnifier area. This is probably turned off. And what we need to do here is just double tap that to turn on.
On.
Now that it's on, what it's going to do essentially is going to create an app, a standalone app that we will be able to access through our home screen. But before we go to the home screen, I want to make a mention of another setting and a device I have for those that are using VoiceOver exclusively and probably are blind. What would happen is when I do a triple click on my side button, this typically turns on VoiceOver and VoiceOver, right? However, when I do it now,
alert, accessibility shortcuts.
I get the accessibility shortcuts, and now you're going to see
selected VoiceOver button. Magnifier button.
And magnifier, you have both of those on. And you're saying, well, okay, that's kind of cool. But my problem is when I turn on VoiceOver from this point and I do a triple click again on the side button, what happens, it pops up this menu, but it's not VoiceOver accessible. In other words, it doesn't speak to me and I don't know what I'm swiping to. Now, of course, you can memorize where everything is, but I find that to be tedious and I have a better solution. So let's go back out of here.
Magnifier on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Go to the top left.
Accessibility back button.
And go back.
Accessibility magnifier on button.
What we're looking for is at the very bottom, accessibility shortcut.
Accessibility shortcut ask button.
Aha. It's now set to ask. Double tap here.
Configure and then triple click the side button to toggle accessibility features on or off.
All right. So here is the list of all the accessibility shortcut we can turn on. Obviously, magnifier is now turned on. It is set selected on. I don't want that selected. I just want VoiceOver only when I hit the triple click. So I'll just go down to the magnifier area.
Selected. Magnifier. Actions available.
Okay, so here's magnifier selected. We'll do one finger double tap.
Magnifier.
Now it's deselected. I highly advise you to do this if you choose to go this route. Let's head on out of here and go back to home screen here.
Settings.
As I mentioned, there should be a standalone app here. If you don't see it for any reason in any of the pages that you have no worry, it's probably in the app library. So access to the app library, you just swipe three fingers to the left until you get to the app library.
Page 2 of 2. Access app library. Search field.
So in my case, I had two pages. Now I'm just going to go to the right until I get to the recent.
Recently added. Choose your face. Double tap to open.
There's a recently added, so let's find the magnifier under there.
Magnifier. Double tap to open.
And here's magnifier. Do a swipe up.
Edit mode.
Go to edit mode. Double tap.
Started editing.
And swipe down.
Drag magnifier.
And want to drag it. So one finger double tap.
Add widget. Button.
And now we should be on the last page of your home screen. In my case, I have two pages. So let's see what we have here.
Feedback is editing.
Here's an excellent area when I want to drop it. Now let's swipe up until we have the drop option.
Cancel drag. Create new folder with feedback and magnifier. Drop ready. Drop magnifier after feedback. Drop ready.
And drop it.
Drop complete. Row 5, column 4.
Now let's exit the edit mode.
Finished editing. Accessibility.
And let's see if we have the standalone app now.
Magnifier. Double tap to open.
There she is. Now there's the two options I promise you. The first one was Control Center. And the second one is the standalone app that you can choose from. Now, my preference is to have it in Control Center. I like that one, but if I'm in a rush and I want something done now, the easiest way to do it is just simply use your Siri to open that app. So I'm going to implement the command how to open a particular app. In this case, we're going to say open magnifier. Open magnifier.
Magnifier. Viewfinder. Image. Laptop screen with a black keyboard. A photo containing a computer keyboard.
So essentially right now, if you haven't been in here or ever, you're going to hear it trying to recognize the object. So it's kind of an AI object recognition. It's built into the magnifier now. This is similar to the camera app. You'll get the same AI recognition as well. So if you've just pointed it somewhere and then touched the screen.
Viewfinder, image, a photo containing a lamp, a bottle of water on the dashboard of a vehicle.
Now, of course, this bottle of water, and no, I'm not in a car. So obviously some of the object recognition has still to be worked, but you can still point it to other things. Let's see if I can get my dog.
Viewfinder, image, a brown dog standing on a gray surface, a furry dog sitting on a rug.
There you go. So there's my dog there. And as you mentioned, if I do a bottle of water, it's kind of cool. They recognize that it's a bottle of water. So let's see that.
Viewfinder, image, a water bottle on top of a printer.
That's right. So it got that right. It is a water bottle on top of a printer. So the recognition is kind of cool. If you just play around with it, that is how to use the AI recognition. Now, the downfall is that you have to keep touching the screen at the viewfinder to refresh it to see what it wants to see. Now, if you're in a camera mode, it will automatically refresh as you move the device around. However, that's not what we're here for. So as I open the app by using Siri, which is the third option, so we have three options how we can access the magnifier. This will depend how your magnifier is set up. I don't know if you have opened it before or not, but if you go to the bottom right-hand corner.
Enter multi-shot button.
If you have that, We are in. That's great. If you don't have any fear. Go towards the top here. I'll do a four fingers towards the top.
Viewfinder. Image. A group of people standing
until we find the viewfinder. Go to the right.
Grabber.
We have what we call the grabber. If you double tap and hold and swipe up, all those tools that you see below will kind of slide up. And then you'll get those options like what I mentioned down at the bottom right and the bottom left should be settings. If you want to close the grabber, you just double tap and hold and slide down, and it closes that set of tools, and those tools disappear. So what we want to make sure the grabber tool is open. So as I mentioned, at the bottom left,
settings button
is the settings. Let's go in here first before we go to people detection. Do one finger double tap.
Settings. Customize controls. Heading. Done. Button. Add and organize controls you use most often. Primary controls. Heading.
So now we have different six. We have the primary controls, etc. I'm going to go down with the headings here.
Secondary controls. Heading.
It's not the secondary, but one more.
Other controls. Heading.
Is the other controls. And here, if you go to the right.
Filters. Button.
We have the filters.
People detection. Button.
And we have people detection. That's the one I want. Double tap that.
Units. Heading.
This is where we can change a few options for the people detection. So if you want to change the type of units, of course, I'm using feet in the United States. If you want to use meters, you can do that as well. So I'll go to the right here.
Meters.
There's the meter option.
Selected. Feet.
And then there's the feet option. So I want that to be on. But what I really want you to notice here, if you go to the right.
Sound pitch distance. Heading.
We have the sound pitch difference. Now, you're going to be hearing the sound pitch as I do the demonstration of people detection. This allows you to change the sound detection and when you want it to activate it to go slower and faster. So right now, by default,
6 feet, 6 feet,
is six
adjustable.
Feet.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
I'm going to leave that as is.
Sound feedback will use a higher pitch when people are detected within the distance indicated.
That's correct.
Feedback, heading.
Now, here's the other cool part, the feedback. We have several options to pick from.
Sounds. Switch button. On.
I like the
double
sound
toggle setting.
Because every time it detects a person or a people, you'll hear the deet, 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 and that just tells you there's a person indicated. And as I explained in the demonstration, that also determines how far they are in distance-wise from you. So I like to have that on. If for some reason that bugs you, you have the option to turn that off.
Speech. Switch button. On.
Always
double
keep
tap
the
toggle
speech
setting.
On if you want it to be able to tell you the distance between yourself and the person that it detects, that tells you how far they are from you.
Haptics. Switch button. Off.
Now, haptics is turned off by default. I like to turn this on, so double tap this.
On.
So what that means is that when it detects a person or a people, you'll get a haptic feeling as well. This is really kind of cool, so I know there's someone there by the haptic feeling.
Your iPhone can let you know when it detects people nearby with sound, speech, and haptic feedback. Feedback will be more frequent when the person is closer to you. Make sure your iPhone is in ring mode to hear the sound play or distance of person announced. People detection should not be used for navigation or in circumstances where you could be harmed or injured.
And that's pretty does this self-explanatory. So let's head on out of here.
People detection. Heading. Customize controls. Back button.
Top left. Back.
Customize. People detection. Button.
And we'll go to the top right.
Done. Button.
Done.
Viewfinder. Image. A black laptop with a black keyboard on a white surface. A black laptop with a black keyboard.
Now let's go back to the bottom right-hand corner.
Enter multi-shot. Button.
Right above this option is the people detection.
People detection. Button. Turn on. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
So we will need to activate it. So just double tap that.
People detection on.
Now people detection is now set on. This will be automatic. You do not have to keep refreshing. It refreshes automatically. Now, since because the phone is away from you, it's going to use the back face camera. So the camera on the top right-hand corner on the back side is what it's looking at. I'm going to turn this device towards me because the phone is away from me. And you're going to hear a couple of things. The first one, you're going to hear a bunch of little ding, 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 ding sound followed by a number. Those represent things, and I'm going to show you, or I should tell you, what you're hearing. So let's turn this thing towards me.
1 1 0 1 0 0 1.
The first thing you hear is a fast tone. Boop, 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 boop. That means the person or that person is very close to you. The further they are, the slower the pulse becomes, and the number itself, the number that it indicates is how many feet it is from that person that is detecting. Now, you're probably asking yourself, how does that work when you have multiple people and I'm walking on a street and there's lots of people? Great question. What's going to do, it's going to sense who is the closest person to you, and it's going to point automatically to that person. So the closest person is what you're hearing, number, and the tone. As soon as that person steps away or goes somewhere else, it's going to point out to the next person, and it's going to tell you the distance and the tone. Visually, for those with some vision, you're going to see an arrow that's above that person's head, and that's the person that it has focus in sight. Now, I'm going to put this on the desk here, and I'm going to kind of step away, and then you could be able to hear that I'm going from a distance to somewhere closer to the phone. So essentially, it should be X number of feet, and you'll have a slow tone, and the closer I get, the smaller the number is, and the higher the tone goes. So let's go ahead and do that.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 10, 11, 12, 11, 10, 9, 10, 12, 14, 13, 11, 9, 10, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 1.
So as you can hear in that example, when I was standing up and I came closer to the device and away from the device, you could hear the pulse different and the feet that I was from that person. So you can get a good idea how that works. Now, how could I use this something that would be useful, like I'm on a rail and I want to see if that person is sitting there? That's a great question. So essentially, we're going to use some common sense here. So if I'm in a rail and I want to find an empty seat, for example, if you know that's a seat there, and if you have your camera at eye level, obviously that person is standing up, correct? So you want to make sure your phone is at eye level, and that will determine if it's anybody standing up. And obviously, if you move the phone torch down like you're looking down at the person sitting, if there's no detection of a person there, then obviously that seat is now open. And if you turn it to the side, let's just say it's a two seats. So you're looking at the outside seat, and I'm going to go to the look at the inside seat. And if I turn the device towards that area, it will detect a person, and it will say it's what, 3, 4 feet. That would be probably logical, 2, 3 feet. And that means to know that that person is next to that seat, but the seat next to it, there's nobody there. So that's how something like that would work. Yes, it's not perfect, and I think it's a great start, and I think they can add more things to it to help us in certain situations and things like that. But for what it does and what it has for LiDAR, the possibility is endless. I can't imagine what else we would be able to do if they can incorporate some of those object recognition along with the people detection. Would be absolutely mind-boggling, and I can't wait to see what they do more with the people detection and the object recognition. Really, if they come with the Apple glasses, that would be mind-blowing, wouldn't it? So that is how to use the people detection on iOS, all the various ways and examples that I have. And if you have any ideas or things you found of use of it, please do leave a comment with this podcast so other people can see of your experience and what scenario that you have found to be quite useful. My name is Thomas Donville. I'm also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleVis.com.